U.S. commanders in Iraq report progress against dug-in Republican Guard forces south of Baghdad, but that positive development was overshadowed yesterday by a bloody shooting at a checkpoint. U.S. troops opened fire on a van full of women and children when it failed to stop. At least 7 civilians were killed in that incident. Here in Washington, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Peter Pace, said Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein has not been seen since a U.S. attack on his compound on the opening night of the war.
What we knew going into that attack was that based on several sources of intelligence that it was highly likely that Saddam was in the place that we bombed. Since that time, the sources that indicated to us that he was alive, and there are various ways, as you know, of collecting intelligence.
Sure.
None of those sources anymore show us that he is still alive. Yeah. Doesn't mean he's dead, but he's not visible publicly, and he's not been seen or reported to have been seen by anybody.
General Pace was speaking on the public TV program NewsHour. Joining me now is NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton. Good morning, John. Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
13 days into the war, and the sudden focus on Saddam Hussein?
Seems to be some kind of psychological operation on the Iraqi leadership, Bob. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on Sunday said something similar to what General Pace just said there. And yesterday, the Pentagon spokesperson Tori Clark also brought up Saddam, saying no one has seen, in her words, hide nor hair of him since this missile attack. It almost seems like the Pentagon leaders here are taunting Saddam. It seems it could be an effort to create some doubt in the minds of Iraqi commanders about Saddam's status. Perhaps there's a thought this might weaken their will to fight. As I say, one more example of what has been a very dedicated psychological warfare effort here.
So they're raising the possibility he might have left the country.
That as well, and yes. They're saying that his family might have preceded him.
Well, the battle for Iraqi hearts and minds hasn't been helped by the shooting of women and children at a checkpoint.
It's a terrible story, Bob. At least 7 women and children. There's some dispute, actually. The U.S. Central Command version of the story is that this unidentified van full of people came roaring up to an army checkpoint near Karbala, and the Central Command said the soldiers at the checkpoint ordered the van to stop, and when it didn't, fired warning shots, and only then, not knowing who was in the van, only then fired at it. But a Washington Post reporter who was right there at the scene has a notably different story. He says the checkpoint commander screamed at the platoon leader who gave the order to shoot, saying he had not fired a warning shot soon enough to make it clear to the van occupants that they should stop. And as we now know, it does turn out the van was full of women and children with personal belongings. And the Washington Post reporter says 10 people were killed, not 7. So it's a terrible story at a time when U.S. commanders are very worried about how this war is being seen in the Arab and Muslim world, where it has really provoked powerful passions.
Yeah, they have to be concerned about Arab anger growing.
Of course, Arab anger was already there, and there's a real danger that as this war continues with more pictures of American tanks on the streets of Iraqi cities, of American soldiers killing Iraqi women and children, this anger could just become a huge factor. Saddam Hussein has lost a lot of popularity in the Arab world, of course, and it's not as though he'll necessarily be seen as a hero. But the danger is that the cause of fighting a U.S. occupation of Arab lands will sort of overwhelm the issue of Saddam personally. One defense official closely involved in this campaign told me, quote, "I think the U.S. now has its own Gaza Strip and West Bank, and that's the danger, Bob. It's one of the reasons the U.S. desperately wants some new pictures coming out showing U.S. soldiers distributing humanitarian aid, anything to replace those other pictures."
NPR's Tom Gelton.